Today's daf is Chulin daf Pei-Hei, and we are 24 lines from the bottom of daf Pei-Dal Ramit Beis. So we're learning the halachos of Kisui Hadam, which are learned from one pasuk in the Torah, tucked away, Parshas Achrei Mois Vayikra Perek Yud Zayin. The pasuk says, V'ish ish mi b'nei Yisrael, u'menager agor b'soicham, asher yotzu tzeid chaya oy oif. So if somebody catches either a chaya or an oif, what's notably omitted from the pasuk is a behemah, asher ye achel. We'll see what that means later in the daf. V'shofach es domai, he does a proper shechita, v'chiso ba'ofer. You can't just leave the blood lying around on the ground, but rather there's a mitzvah of kisui hadam. Either way, the mitzvah of kisui hadam relates to a chaya or a knife. It does not relate to a behemah. Yesterday at the end of the daf, we spoke out a little bit about the shirish mitzvah of kisui hadam. We mentioned the Sefer HaChinuch and a marsha tucked away in the Sechtes Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, that the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam is related to a midah of achzorius, that although the Torah said it's okay to slaughter an animal, but just like we're supposed to be sensitive to the way we slaughter it, shechita as opposed to nechira, which Ramban relates in Parshas Bereishis to Tzar Bal Chaim Deiraisa, so there are other sensitivities as well, and it's just would be somewhat insensitive to be eating from the chay and the oif while the blood is lying around. Either way, more halacha and a little bit of lumbus with regards to the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. Rav Ina, apischa devei Reish Galusa. Rav Ina was standing at the doorstep of the Reish Galusa and at Gaaltan Adrosha. He said, if somebody shechts for a chayla on Shabbos, so there's a chayla sheyesh bo sakana, the halacha is you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for him. This person needed meat. The only meat available was a live animal, which required shechita. Shechita is one of the lametes malachis, but for a chayla, it's okay to shecht. Said Rav Eino Chiddush, chayv lechasos. After you do the shechita, you're obligated to do kisui hadam. And this was, in fact, a very big chiddush. The reason is because kisui hadam involves doing a malacha. Now, if the offer that you're going to use for kisui hadam was not prepared before Shabbos, it's like a hard, big clump of afar, then by thinning it out so that you can now do the kisui, you may be doing a malacha de raisa of toichin. Even if you already have what's called afar tichayach, so it's already thinner, digging it up could involve an issa d'rabbanon, and if it wasn't prepared, there could be an issue of muktzah as well. The point is, kisui adam could involve malachis deiraisas and certainly malachis derabbanan. Stating there, Ravina said that being that we're dealing with a chayla, where the halach is it can be mechal Shabbos for him, so we allowed you to do shechita, so certainly chayv lechasos, you can do the kisui hadam. Amalu Rabba. So Rabba heard Rav Eina's drasha, and he said, Ishtoima. That's a lashon of tema. He says, I can't believe Rav Eina said this. Not just that, he said, Lishmitu la moire. And he spoke very sharp. He said, remove the tongue of Rav Eina. I don't want him to give drashas anymore. Because if he's going to say things like this, that you're allowed to do kisui hadam after you were shoychei l'chayla b'Shabbos, this is a very big problem. The Tanya, why? How does Rabba know he's right? Maybe Rav Eina's right. It's a mefurish b'rais. Rav Yosef Meir Beis said, Kvi ein shoych tanois v'shantiv. So essentially, Rabbi Yossi's halacha is our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, it's a stam Mishnah. In this braisa, it's Rabbi Yossi talking. So he said that a kvi, meaning that it's a safik behim, a safik chaya. So you have a safik, whether you have a mitzvah kisui adam, or you don't have a mitzvah kisui adam, the halacha is you can't shech on Yontif. Because on the tzad you have a mitzvah kisui adam, you have to do kisui adam. On the tzad that there is no mitzvah kisui adam, being that kisui adam involves melachos, the raisa, the rabbanon, depending on the situation, but it certainly involves isurim, if it's a behema, you cannot do kisui adam. Thus, misafik, we can't allow you to do shechita. What happens if you did the shechita? Vim shachtoi, ein mechasin esdom. It says, Rabbi Yossi, how do I know that? Maybe, if you shecht the kvi on yontif, being that there's a suffix that there's an obligation to do kisui hadam, maybe suffix kisui hadam is doicha any issur rabban. So he said, no, it can't be that way. Why not? Mikal v'chayim. Uma milo shevado doicha Shabbos and sveika doicha yontif. We know milo, which involves melacha, is the oraisa. Still, the halacha is, it's doicha Shabbos. A whole amid, gemara, mesach, the Shabbos, paragraph, lezer, the milo. A whole bunch of mekairis. How you know that milo is doicha Shabbos? The maskana, ubayoy mashmini, yimob sara lasoy, biyoy mashmini, even on Shabbos. But the point is that milo if there's a vaday obligation to do milah. We know for sure that this is the eighth day of this child's life. So the halacha is it's teicha shabbos. Still, the halacha is ain't teicha teicha yantiv. If you have a suffik milah, it's not teicha yantiv. How would you have a suffik milah if a child was born bein hashmoshes? So we're not sure if he was born today or if he was born yesterday. If he was born today, if he was born tomorrow. So now, when the eighth day comes, it's yantiv, but it's only a suffik eighth day because we don't really know when the child was born. Thus, we don't know when his bayayim hashmini is. So the halacha is that suffik milah is not teicha yantiv. Yontif. So vaday milas deicha shabbos sofik milas not deicha yontif. Kisei she'in vaday deicha shabbos. Kisei where vaday kisei adam is not deicha shabbos. Eino din she'in tzveiko deicha yontif. So Rabbi Yossi said it's a basic cheshbon. You know I know that a kviz kisei adam would not be deicha yontif because I know it kal v'choymer mi milo. Madach milo where vaday milas not deicha shabbos. When vada mila is deicha Shabbos, sofik mila is not deicha yontiv. So kisei adam, where vada kisei adam is not deicha Shabbos, certainly sofik kisei adam is not going to be deicha yontiv. Amrulai, so the chachamim had two rebuttals on what Rabbi Yossi said. Number one, tkiya shofer b'gvul techiach. I have a perch on your kal v'chaim. The perch is tkiya shofer b'gvul. Now, tkiya shofer b'gvul, we don't blow on Shabbos. Gvul means everywhere outside of the Makom HaMikdash. So outside of the Makom HaMikdash, like today, we don't blow shofer on Shabbos. Gzeira d'rabba, shemi avirenu dalaram is b'shus harab. But the point is, we don't blow shofer on Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, they used to blow shofer on Shabbos. So tkiya shofer b'gvul, she'im vado adoicha Shabbos, we don't blow shofer on Shabbos. Still, daloch is v'sveik adoicha yontav. A suffix if somebody is obligated to blow shofar on yontif or not, that loch is he blows shofar. So vaday tkiya shofar is not deicha Shabbos, but suffix tkiya shofar is deicha yontif. We'll see later what that means. So you see clearly that it's not muchach. Just because something is not bevaday deicha Shabbos doesn't mean besuffix. It's not going to be deicha yontif. That's the first part. The second part is heichav rabbi lozak kapa biribi tshuva malam midosh kein in the hegas b'le yom tovim. Toima bekisi shenoy b'le tovim. You're learning that if suffix mila is not deicha yontif, certainly suffix kisi adam shouldn't be deicha yontif. As if to say mila is the chamor, kisi adam is the kal. Why is mila the chamor? Because mila, you see, vaday mila is deicha Shabbos. Vaday kisi adam is not deicha Shabbos. But the Gemara says I can argue that mila is actually in a way more kal than kisi adam, because mila is not noyeg at night, belele yomim toivim. We'll see what that means. It's never noyeg at night, not just belele yomim toivim. But kisi adam is noyeg belele yomim toivim. Either way, the chachamim tied it back to Rabbi Yossi, two perchas. Rabbi Yossi said that kal v'chomer me mila. Just like Sofik, Mila's not Deicha Yantiv. So Sofik Kisei Adam can't be Deicha Yantiv. Why is Mila more Chama than Kisei Adam? Because Vaday Mila's Deicha Shabbos. As opposed to Vaday Kisei Adam, which is not Deicha Shabbos. Thus, the halach of our Mishnah, that you can't Shech the Kvi on Yantiv, and if you Shech the Kvi on Yantiv, you can't do the Kisei Adam. Amrulay, the Chachamim told him back, two kashas. Number one, Tkiya Shofer Techiach. Because Tkiya Shofer Begvulin, where Vaday Tkiya Shofer is not Deicha Shabbos, still you see Sofik Tkiya Shofer is Deicha Yantiv. So it's a black and white pircha on the kal v'chomer. And number two, he says, I don't think you can for sure establish that mila is more chomer than kisei adam. You're right, on one level it's more chomer. Mila is deicha Shabbos, kisei adam is not deicha Shabbos. But on another level, it's less chomer. You can't do mila balayla, as opposed to kisei adam, that you could do mila balayla. Rab Abba said, with regards to the second pircha, who was stated by Rabbi Lazar Kappa Biribi, that Rabbi Abba said regarding that, Zeh Echmer Advarim Shomer Rabbi Chia, in the Alem Shuvah, the Rabbi Chia heard the Chachamim's Taino, and Rabbi Yossi says, I have no way to answer the Chachamim's Taino. Veish Rabbi Lazar Kappa Biribi Shuvah. Rabbi Lazar Kappa Biribi was able to answer it. Ketoni Mias, what do you see? We want to take out one part of this price, and although the Gemara is going to analyze this price in great detail, take us all the way to the Mishnah, Daf Pei Amud Aleph, but that's going to be a digression. Really, the context, what we need is, we need one line. We need one excerpt of this braisa, and that is, the braisa said, kisui is not doicha Shabbos, thus, kal v'chomer, sofik kisui, should not be doicha yontif. What's the kal v'chomer? Me mila, because mila is doicha Shabbos, and sofik mila is not doicha yontif. My vadoi de kisui doicha Shabbos. When the braisa said, when Rabbi Yossi said that, vada kisui dam is not doicha Shabbos, what was he referring to? Lav ha-sheikha l'chayil b'Shabbos. Wasn't he referring to ha-sheikha l'chayil b'Shabbos? So if somebody shechts l'chayil b'Shabbos, the halacha is you can't do kisei adam. So it's mefurish in a braisa. Thus, Rabba said that Rav Eina was darshining a pischa the Beirish Kabusa Hashoichet b'Shabes Chayiv l'Chasos. You see it from Rabbi Yosi, the great Rabbi Yosi, who was from the Gedolei Tana. The Gemara says in Perek Ha'Imer Masechtes Gittin, Rabbi Yosi in Mukayimai. We always paskin like Rabbi Yosi. So halacha k'Rabbi Yosi v'chol makom, and you're going connected to Rabbi Yosi. It's a stam mishnah Masechtes Chulin as well. But the point is, he's seen in Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi held that vaday kisui hadam is not toicha Shabbos. Doesn't it mean such a case where you were shoychet l'chayla and now you have a vaday kisui hadam where it's not toicha Shabbos? The Gemara says, how do you know that's Rabbi Yosi meant? The dilma the of v'shachat. Maybe when Rabbi Yosi said that kisui hadam vaday is not toicha Shabbos, he didn't mean this far fetched case where we were chayla l'Shabbos. Maybe he meant someone was mechal Shabbos, like we had in the beginning of the Masechta. Daf Yudal, shoychet b'Shabbos. We had the big toys over there. Why are you not considered Michal Shabbos? He says, because maybe it wasn't the Farhes. You're not considered a mummer until the next Shechita, all that raid. So maybe it's talking about where you were of a Veshachat. The person went, hey, he wasn't supposed to Shecht. He Shechted, not a Behema, a Chayav Oiv. And over here, Rabbi Yossi said, the Allah is, he's not going to be Chayav. But the Gemara says, now, Dumi the Milo. Rabbi Yossi seemed to be equating it in his Kalva Chaymer to Milo. Ma Milo Bershos, Av Kisui Nami Bershos. And being that Milo is talking about Bershos, when we say that Milo, Vad, we mean where it's b'yei mashmini, where it's reshus, where this is what you're supposed to do. So if Rabbi Yosi was making a kavul chomer mimila, he must have known that even in a case of reshus, we had a right to do the shechita. Still, there's no kisa dam. Because what was the kavul chomer? That madach mila, we're vaday mila zdeicha Shabbos, sofik mila zdeicha yontiv. So certainly kisi adam, we're vaday kisi adam is not zdeicha Shabbos, sofik shouldn't be zdeicha yontiv. Now, if you're telling me that really kisi adam, we had a right to do the kisi adam, it is zdeicha Shabbos, then what's the kavul chomer? The reason Vaday Milos Doicha Shabbos is because it's B'yei Mashmini Yim B'Psar Alasa. It's a Rishos. It's a mitzvah. That's what you're supposed to do. As opposed to Kisi Adam, you're talking about a guy who was Mechal Shabbos. So maybe that's why there's no mitzvah of Kisi Adam. So from Rabbi Yossi's whole Kal V'Chaymer, Dumi Yedamila, that's the Tifkat in the Gemara. From Rabbi Yossi's Kal V'Chaymer, Dumi Yedamila, it's clear that he must have held that even when you did it Rishos, still the halacha is Vaday Kisi Adam is not Toicha Shabbos, and it's for that reason that Rabba said what he said when he heard Ravena's drasha that Ashoichet L'Choyle B'Shabbos Chayv L'Chasos. So we're going to get back to Ravena's halacha, but before we do that, the Gemara is going to do a comprehensive analysis of this brayso. Unruh, after Rabbi Yosi said his halacha, what was his halacha? That a kfi ain Shaykh the Noisa Biyantif, because there's a Safik if there's Kisi Adam, and Safik Kisi Adam is not Doicha Yantif. How did he know it? Kal V'chaymer Mimila. Mila is Doicha Shabbos, Safik Mila is not Doicha Yantif. So Kisi Adam, which is not Doicha Shabbos, certainly a Safik Kisi Adam should not be Doicha Yantif. Unruloi said there were two pirchas that the Chachamim told Rabbi Yosi. What was the first one? Tkiya Shofer Begvulun Teichiach. Why not bring a Raya not like you from Tkiya Shofer? Begvulun, where we don't blow Shofer. She'en Vada Doicha Shabbos. Still, Vesveke Doicha Yantif. Mas Sveke. What does it mean when we say that Safik Tkiya Shofer is Doicha Yantif? Ile, Misafik Chal Safik Yantif. Doesn't mean if you're not sure if today's Rosh Hashanah or it's not Rosh Hashanah, that Locha is, you could blow Shofer. Hashta Vada Yantif Tachi, Safik Yantif Chal Mibaya. What's the other side on the Safik here? The other side is it's Chayil. If it's Chayil, you're certainly allowed to blow Shofer. So why would that even be newsworthy? Ella, what it means is Safik Ish, Safik Isha. If you have someone that's a Safik Ish, Safik Isha, also known as a Tumtum or an Androgynous, a man is Chayil and Tkiya Shofer. A woman's not Chayil and Tkiya Shofer. So could a Tumtum or Androgynous blow Shofer? The halacha is yeah. I only a Safik, whether the Tumtum or Androgynous is Chayil and Tkiya Shofer. You see that Safik Tkiya Shofer is Doichi Yantif, even though Vaday Tkiya Shofer is not Doicha Shabbos. So it could be Kisei Adam is the same way. Vada Kisei Adam is not Doicha Shabbos, but maybe Safek Kisei Adam is Doicha Yantav. That was the Pirch of the Chacham. What does Rabbi Yosi hold? Why was Rabbi Yosi not nicha to this pircha? Says the Gemara, very gishmak. Rabbi Yosi l'tameh da amai isha v'adois nami taka. Rabbi Yosi shita is that a woman does have an obligation to blow shofar. Tanya, we learned to the brayso. Bnei Yisrael soimchem v'loi bnei Yisrael soimchos. The Bnei Yisrael, a man that brings a carbon has a mitzvah smicha on his carbon, but a woman that brings a carbon doesn't have a mitzvah smicha. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Nashim soimches reshus. That if a woman wants to blow shofar, she could blow shofar. Meaning, nobody holds that a woman has an obligation to blow shofar, but there is a shita's Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon who hold that if a woman wants to, she can. So there's no iser. Meaning, to the extent that she's allowed to, so there's no. What's your case of Safik Tkiya Shofer that's Doicha Yantav? A Tumtum and Androgynous? That's only if on the Tzad, Zachar, there's a Chiyuv, on the Tzad, Nikeva, there's an Isser, and still you see me Safik, it's Doicha. Okay, that's a good sushta to what we're talking about, Kisi Adam. On the Tzad, Chaya, there's a Mitzvah Kisi Adam. On the Tzad, Behema, there's an Isser Kisi Adam, because of whatever Isser is involved in the halacha of Kisi Adam. But Rabbi Yosi holds there is no Isser for a woman to blow a Shofer. So on the Tzad, that the Tumtum and Adjoyginets are Zachar, there's a mitzvah said that. On the side, there's a mitzvah kiyah shayfer. On the side, nekeva, it's there's no mitzvah, but it's rishus. It's at the very least okay. Thus, there's nothing to learn from kiyah shayfer. That's why Rabbi Yossi was not nisbal. Amr Rabbina said, "Ulkamit rabbanu nami yisle pircha." That even the rabbanu l'shita say who asked a pircha on Rabbi Yossi from kiyah shayfer, I have a pircha on the pircha. A pircha what the rabbanon said. Why? Malat kiyah shayfer shkein v'adodayich shabbos b'mikdash. Kiyah shayfer at the end of the day, vadait kiyah shayfer is doich shabbos in the base hamikdash. Toimah bekisui the less a klal as opposed to kisui. You don't find anywhere that kisui adam is doicha. Meaning you want to respond to Rabbi Yossi's Kal v'chomer by saying that maybe sofa kisui adam should be able to be doicha yontif, even though vadait kisui adam is not doicha shabbos, because they have precedence from that by kiyah shayfer. Kiyah Shofer, Vadet Kiyah Shofer is not Doicha Shabbos Bigvulin. Yet, Sofik Kiyah Shofer, according to the Chachamim, that a woman is not allowed to blow Shofer, a Tumtum and Adroigan is me Sofik does hit Kiyah Shofer. See, Sofik Kiyah Shofer is Doicha Yontif, says the Gemara. I have a very basic pircha on that. The pircha is that even though Vadet Kiyah Shofer is not Doicha Shabbos Bigvulin, but it is Doicha Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe because it's Doicha Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, that's why Sofik Tkiyah Shofer, even Bigvulin, is going to be Doicha Yontif, as opposed to Kisei Adam, where you don't find anywhere that Vadai Kisei Adam is going to be Doicha anything. Either way, so the first Pirchan Rabbi Yossi was from Tkiyah Shofer, and essentially the Gemara had a question and a comment with regards to what the Gemara said. Number one, the comment, Rabbi Yossi wasn't a spal because Rabbi Yossi l'shitasa. Number two, we have a kasha on the kasha. Amalei Rabino, ulamai de kam rabbanan nami isle pircha. Regardless, what was the second pircha? The second pircha was hech v'loza kapit b'ribi. He said, how can you learn kisei adam from Mila? Mala, Mila shekein in the hegas b'leili yomim toivim. Mila's not noyig balayla. It's not noyig yontif by night. Toimar be kisei adam, that's not given by night. So you want to tell me that Mila is more chomer than kisei adam? So if Safik Mila is not Doicha Yontif, Safik kisei adam shouldn't be Doicha Yontif either. I could argue to the contrary. I could tell you that kisei adam is more chomer because kisei adam is noyik belele yontif, right? Laila, as opposed to Mila, which is not noyik belele yontif. Freita gemara belele yamim toivim hudalei naga v'shar lele naga. The language that the Brisa used, Mila is not noyik yontif at night. It's mashma that on a regular Tuesday night, sometimes we could do bris milah as long as it's not yontif. Mar says, of course not. El, what it means is mala milishkin in and a heges beleleis kibiyamim. Toimar bekisui shenoyek beleleis kibiyamim. You're right. Edit the brisa. It doesn't mean lele yontif. It means laila in general. Either way, who is the one that said the second percha? It was Rabbi Loza Kapit Beribi. Amrab Abba Ze'echam and Advarim Shamrab Chia. This is one of the things Rabbi Chia was referring to when he said, Ein li aleim tshuva, that I heard a great kasha that I couldn't answer. Ve'heshev Rabbi Loza HaKapit Beribi tshuva. Rabbi Loza Kapit Beribi was able to answer a tshuva. Either way, before we go back, so the daf began with a halacha that Rav Eina Darshind, a pischa de Beresh Kalus. Rabbi got word of what Ravena said. He was very, very disturbed, and he spoke very, very sharply against Ravena. What was the halacha? Hashoychet l'chayla b'Shabbos. If somebody shechts for a chayla on Shabbos, so this is a chayla that's dying. A chayla sheyesh b'Yisakana. With halachas, we can be mechal Shabbos. And that's exactly what they did. This person needed food. He needed meat. They shechted a behema on Shabbos. The question is, a chaya or a knife? Not a behema. Now, is there a mitzvah kisei adam, or is there no mitzvah kisei adam? Ordinarily, of course, there'd be a mitzvah kisei adam. Problem is, it's Shabbos. And being that it's Shabbos, doing kisei adam involves isurim, maybe deraisa, certainly derabanan, unless this was prepared before Shabbos. So the question is, can you violate now the isurim of kisei adam because there's a mitzvah kisei adam, or no? And Ravena said, chayev l'chasli. This is a mitzvah to go ahead and do kisei adam. But all the Rishonim asked the obvious question. What's Pashup Shana Ravena? What's Pashup Shana? I understand that it was okay to shecht for this chayva because it was a chayla sheish v'sakana. Chayla sheish v'sakana didn't do anything. Other than Avid Zor, Gila, Raya, Shvichas, Damim, there's nothing that gets in the way in trying to save a Jewish life. But at the same time, once we have the food that we're able to give to the chayla, once we do the shechita, there's no question of pekuach nefesh anymore. So really what we have at this point is a mitzvah of kisei adam. Why should a mitzvah of kisei adam be doicha the iser, whether it's the raisa or the rabbanon, that's going to be involved? Now the truth is there is a concept of tchiyah.
Asay is doicholois asay. But over here, we're dealing with Isser Shabbos. L'chayra, it's Pashat, there's no tchia. Why not? Number one, Shabbos involves an asay and a lois asay. Zochar siyav Shabbos l'kachri. There's no shortage of mitzvahs essays that relate to the halachas of Shabbos. If that's the case, we know, although asay is doicholois asay, in asay doicholois asay v'asay. Besides, if you're dealing with a real Isser Shabbos, such as Toichin, which you may have in the event that you have to thin out the offer a little bit to do the Kisi Adam, a Melachet Shabbos is a Leisa Seishayesh by Karis. This Karis for Isser Shabbos, the Skila for Isser Karis, and this is Yevamos 101. We know that even though Asay is Doicha Leisa, say in Asay Doicha Leisa Seishayesh by Karis, or Leisa Seishayesh by Misos Bezin. So Frank, the Ramban and all the Rishonim, that I don't understand Pashup Shana the Gemara. Rav Eina said that because he was Sheikh Lechayla by Shabbos, so now all of a sudden there's a mitzvah to do Kisei Adam, the mitzvah Kisei Adam is a separate mitzvah. Why in the world should Kisei Adam be doicha? Now, if the Kisei Adam was negei of the chayil, of course you do the Kisei Adam. It's not negei of the chayil. All the chayil needs is the meat. It doesn't matter if the dam is all over the place. That has no impact on the chayil. So if that's the case, makshin or rishonim, what's poshim shan ravin? And even Rabba asked the kasha for Rabbi Yossi. He didn't ask in svara. He said that I have a raya for Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi held for a davar poshet that vada Kisei Adam is not doicha Shabbos. And he's probably not referring to someone that was a sheichet b'Shabbos when he wasn't supposed to, as in the Mishnah Chulin Daf Yudal Medav. He was discussing when he was a sheichet b'Shabbos and his whole kavod. It seems to suggest that. So even Rabbi's not asking me svara. He's asking as the Sinai, as I have a raya from a brisa, something that Rabbi Yossi said. But in Lundis, nobody seems to have a problem with this. Afraid in the what's pasha pshat? What in the world was the havamina that Kisei Adam should be able to be doicha the Isser Shabbos? Chassam Sofer, right here in Chedushik Chassam Sofer, Masech Tzchul and Da'a Peidal and Amidbei says that if you take a look at Rashi, L'shoinei Hazov, Shal Rashi. Rashi seemed to have been bothered with this kasha, and Rashi said a very profound parrot. Zok Rashi. Hashoichet l'chayla sheyesh boi sakono, chayiv l'chassus. The kivon de nitna Shabbos lidoche is eitzel shchita zu, because being that the halach is you're allowed to be doicha Shabbos for the shchita, because it's l'chayla sheyesh boi sakono, nitches l'chol mitzvoysa shal shchita zu. Once you're allowed to do the shchita, the halacha is you're allowed to do all the mitzvahs that involve the shechita. Meaning, once we say it's okay to do the actual shechita, so the way the heter is given is do the shechita, and you can do now the entire shechita. And the Kisei Adam is one of the mitzvahs of the Shechita. As a result, even though there's no reason that the Kisei Adam per se should be Doicha Shabbos, but once the Shechita is going to be Doicha Shabbos, all the mitzvahs, all the ancillaries that relate to the Shechita are going to be Doicha Shabbos as well. Says the Chassam Sofer, Rashi's a little bit Tzorich Bir, but he says the Bir is based on a Bahag that's quoted in the Rosh, right here in Perek Kisei Adam. The Rosh says as follows, Kosabal Halochis, Shemechaset Chilav Achakach Mevarch. We're going to see, Metz Hashem, on Friday's daf, that when you do Kisei Adam, you have to make a bracha. It's a mitzvah sase day raisa. Thus, there's a brichas ha-mitzvah. Says the Bahag, when do you do the brichas ha-mitzvahs? So ordinarily, you do a brichas ha-mitzvahs over lasayasa. First, you make the bracha, and then afterwards, you do the mitzvah. Stating that, the Bahag said a chiddush. Now, when it comes to Kisei Adam, Loshen Habahag, Shemechaset Chila, Vaachakach Mevorech Birchas HaMitzvahs Al Kisei Adam. Va'afal Gav Techol HaMitzvahs Mevorech Aleim Oiv Lasi Yosem, says the Bahag, even though ordinarily you do a mitzvah, you do it Oiv Lasi Yosem, Hani Mila B'Tchilas HaMitzvah. That's only if you're going to make the bracha before you did the mitzvah. Avuzu Kisei Adam, Siyo Mitzvah. But Kisei Adam, although it's considered a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoy in the Minyan HaMitzvahs of Taryag, but really it's not its own independent mitzvah. It's really the siyum of a larger mitzvah. Ube'emtza mitzvah in Yirei Levarch. And if that's the case, if you're going to make a bracha before the Kisei Adam, you're making a bracha in the middle of the mitzvah. And you don't find anywhere that you make a bracha in the middle of the mitzvah. Hilkach, Zok Tabhag, Mevarech ala shchita koitam ascholos ha-mitzvah. You make the bracha on the shchita before you start the mitzvah. Val kisui achar gemara mitzvah. And you do the kisui after the gemara mitzvah. The Rosh comments on this, Bahag. But for now, all we need is the shchita of Bahag. Says the Bahag an unbelievable thing. That even though mitzvahs, berachos ha-mitzvahs, you always make over the asiyos, when it comes to Kisei Adam, you make the bracha after the Kisei Adam. Says the Bahag, why? He says, because even though Kisei Adam is its own mitzvah in the Cheshbin of 613, but really it's part of a bigger mitzvah. What's the bigger mitzvah? Shchita. So you have a mitzvah called Shchita. That shchita really spans two mitzvahs. Interesting. It's achash ishtayim. So it's one big mitzvah, starts with shchita, and when it's a chaya noif, it concludes with kisei adam. But in the minyan mitzvahs, it's made up of two. But in the world of lamdis, we look at it as one big mitzvah. Unbelievable. So is it one or is it two? It's not clear. On some level, it's one, impacts halacha, as we're going to see now. On another level, it's two. The level of two, it's in the minyan mitzvahs. The chinuch has a mitzvah of shchita. The chinuch has a mitzvah of kisei adam. The Rambam has a mitzvah of shchita. The Rambam has a mitzvah of kisei adam. The minyan mitzvahs, the ones that count shchita as a mitzvah, have them as two independent mitzvahs. You have the mitzvah of shchita. You have the mitzvah of kisei adam. So there are two mitzvahs, but really there are two mitzvahs. They are two components of a larger mitzvah. Think of tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Are they one mitzvah, two mitzvahs? Machlokes rishonim, whether we count it as one or two. The two kvasim of the ilas atomid, etc. Without getting into too much lumdus and too much of a digression. But there is this idea where it's two mitzvahs that together make up one mitzvah. But either way, the point that we need, here's the punchline, Zok the Bahag, Adover Niflo, Zok the Bahag, that as it relates to the halacha of Eved Asiyasim, the only time you do that, that's if the bracha is not going to be before you do the actual mitzvah. He says, before you do the mitzvah of Kisei Adam is not after the Shechita, before the Kisei Adam. That's really the Emtza mitzvah. What would be before? Before would be before the Shechita. You can't make the bracha on Kisei Adam before you do the Shechita. So as a result, you can't do it before the Shechita. You can't do it after the Shechita, before the Kisei Adam, because even though on some level it's Eved L'Asiyasam, but in the world of Lumbis, it's still in the middle of the mitzvah, because it's in the middle of this long mitzvah that really makes up two of the 613 mitzvahs. So what do you have to do? You have to wait until after you do the Kisei Adam. He said, because there's no option to do it be'emtza. Eved L'Asiyasam is preferable, but really option B would be after the mitzvah. There's no such thing as making a bracha in the middle of the mitzvah. Thus, you can't do it before the Kisei Adam, after the Shechita, because that's Be'emtza. So you have no choice but to do it afterwards. Either way, Zok the Chassam Sofer, does Zok Rashi. Pshat of Rashi is that Kisei Adam, although it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma in the minyan mitzvahs, but really it's the Gemara, the Shechita. Shechita is a long mitzvah. It starts with the Shechita, and it ends when we're dealing with a Chaya and an Oif with the Kisei Adam. They're together one mitzvah. So when you look at it from the Kisei Adam perspective, you have the Bahag. I can't make the brach on Kisei Adam before the Kisei Adam after the Shechita, because the Kisei Adam is the Gemara of the Shechita. When I look at it from the Shechita perspective, the Shechita doesn't end when I shech the two simonim. It doesn't end with a chayah noif until after I do the Kisei Adam. Does look Rashi. That once they were matah shoychel l'chayla b'shabbos, so they were matah the ganze Shechita. What's the ganze Shechita? Shechita's beis simonim? No. Shechita means with the Kisei Adam. If it's part, if they're one and the same, Zok the Chassam Sofer, I think this Rashi, this Bahag are saying the same exact halacha. That it's true, it's two separate mitzvahs, but it's really shtayin shein achas, and once shchita was nitches on Shabbos, mipnei pekuach nefesh, so now you can complete the shchita. It's the Gemara shchita. That's Rashi's lashon. The kiven the nitne Shabbos lidochis is a shchita zu, nitches l'chom mitzvasa shol shchita zu. Not an ancillary component of shchita, but l'chom shchita meaning the entire shchita. That's what it means. I mean that it's the entire shchita. It's for that reason that it's going to be okay. Just to end this with one super lumdus, just a little food for thought, and that is, I saw in the Chavetzelas Hashorei, it says a beautiful lumdus. The Rambam in Hilchas Brachas Perek Yud Aleph, we'll go through this very quickly, but the Rambam over there says that you find there's certain brachas that the Nusach HaBracha is with a lamed. For example, Hashem Kedishanu B'mitzvayisa V'tzivanu Lohaniach Tfilin Lehisate Batzitzis Leishe Batzoko. And then you find there are certain brachos that you don't say the Birchas HaMitzvah. The punchline is not with a lamed, but it's with the word Al. Hashem Kedishanu B'mitzvayisa V'tzivanu Al Netilas Yadayim Al Kfiyas Mezuzah. So the Rambam in Hilchas Brachas Perek Yud Aleph, he discusses, when do you say it with a lamed and when do you say it with an Al? Says the Rambam, the rule is like this: Im Oso La'atzma, if a person is doing a mitzvah for himself, Mevarech Lasos, then the Nusach HaBrach is always going to be with a lamed. Also, if you're doing the mitzvah for somebody else, Mevarech Al Asiyo, then it's not with the lamed, Lasois, but rather it's Al. Ketzin, and the Rambam explains, Lovash Tfilin, you're putting on Tfilin, Mevarech Laniach Tfil, Nesat Batzitz, Mevarech Lesatif, Yosha Besuk, Mevarech Lesha Besuk, Vechenu Mevarech Lahadik Ner Shabbos, Viligma Resahalo, Vechenu Kova Mezuza Lebesoy, Mevarech Likvoya Mezuza. Also, Maka Legage, Mevarech Hashem, Kedishar, Bemetzoy, Zivanu, Those are all examples of lamets. Let's say you're doing a mitzvah, you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for somebody else. And somebody asks you to please clap a mezuzah for him. Right? So what's the halacha? If you're making a makkah for somebody else, you're being mafresh truma for somebody else. You're a moyel, mevarich ala mila. The chain kol kiyotza be'elo, says the Rambam. Stating that, even though I just gave you this very neat rule, if I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm putting on my own tefillin, so it's lohaniach tefillin, I'm putting on my own talis, l'tzate batzitzis, I'm mouthing my own son, then it's going to be lomol es haben. If I'm doing bris mila for somebody else, then it's going to be al hamil. Right? That's what the Rambam says. Stating that, the Rambam says there are some exceptions to the rule. And I'm just skipping. Ta'alocha tesvav, this is in Perek Yed Aleph Hilchos Brachos, one excerpt. Avon netilas yodayim v'shchita, as it relates to the mitzvah of netilas yodayim, and the mitzvah of shchita, Rambam shchita in the beginning of Hilchos Shchita is mitzvah saseh sheyishchoit, mit sheyirtzel lechol basavim chayvoy. Right, the Rambam shchita is that shchita is a mitzvah. So netilas yodayim v'shchita, which are mitzvahs, ukedivrei hoyel ukedivrei rishosin, even though they're a mitzvah, being that they're like divrei rishos, why they like divrei rishos? Because when you make an al netilas yodayim, you wash your hands to eat. What if I don't want to eat? I don't have to make an alatila sedayim. When do you have a mitzvah of shchita? If you have b'chol avas nafshecha, teich al basar. If you have a taivet, eat basar. That's the only time you're supposed to eat meat, right? So that's when you eat meat. Otherwise, there's no shchita at all. So says the Rambam, as it relates to the tila sedayim and shchita, hayulu kedivrei rishosein, being that it's divrei rishos, get ready for a moment this, afilu shachad la'atzma, even if you shecht for yourself, mevorech al hashchita. So there the nusach is going to be different. Because even though it's a mitzvah, but at the same time, it's a little different. It's a mitzvah, but it's like a rishos. Why? Because usually when you think of a mitzvah, I have to put on tefillin every day. It's not like that. If I daven, I'll put on tefillin. No, you have to put on tefillin, right? There's no choice. So being that it's something that you have to do, so it's for that reason, that's when you have this rule, the lamed and the al, depending on if you're doing it for yourself or for somebody else. But if that mitzvah itself is not something that I have to do, if I choose to do it, that's when the mitzvah triggers. Says the Rambam, then you always say the al. So says the Rambam, therefore, when it comes to the tilas yadayim b'shchita, hayuk divrei rishus, and afilu shochel la'atzmi mevorech al hashchita. V'al kisu yadam. The same is true, says the Rambam, for kisu yadam. Asher kisu yadam b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu al kisu yadam. V'al netilas yadayim v'cheinu mevorech al bir chometz. He says the whole lamed is regarded. This Rambam is fast. But either way, zok the Rambam, that you want to know when you make the brach of kisu yadam, why you make the brach of al kisu yadam, shchitim netilas yadayim as well, it's because even though they're mitzvahs, and if it's your own chaya, no, if it's my own mitzvah, I'm doing it for myself. I'm not a sheikh for somebody else. I shecht, it's my backyard. I'm doing this for myself. It doesn't matter. The halacha, as you say, al, it's because it's kidivrei rishus. Because is there an obligation to wake up in the morning and go shecht a chaya so you should have a mitzvah of kisei adam? It's kidivrei rishus. Makshim achroinim on the Rambam. B'chay, the Rambam's a pal. I understand the Rambam said shechit is kidivrei rishus. Why? Because I don't necessarily have to shecht. If I don't want to eat meat, I don't have to shecht. But what's the mitzvah of kisei adam? The mitzvah of kisei adam is that if I shecht a chaya and a knife, and now I have blood splattered all over the place, so what's the halacha? The halacha is that you have to cover the dam. It's a mitzvah kisei adam. When you shecht a chaya and a knife, kisei adam is not optional. It's not a dvar rishus. At that point, it's a dvar chayva. So the chayit a pella. Bishlam what the Rambam said about shchita and netilas sedayim. I understand. But as it relates to kisei adam, why is that a dvar rishus? And the emphasis, the Rambam said that tzitzis, for example, l'sati bat tzitzis. Why is l'sati bat tzitzis a dvar chayva? It's also a dvar rishus. I don't have to wear a baggage or dalet kanfis so that I won't be makkah. Why have to have a makkah? Well, why do I have to have one? If I don't have a house, then I don't have to have a makkah. The teretz true, but if you have a house with a roof, you have to have a makkah. If you have a baggage of dal kamfis, now you have to have tzitzis. That triggers the chayva. So why should kisei adam be any different? Once you shecht, of course you have a mitzvah kisei adam. So says the Chavetz Chaim, with this raid, maybe you could say a major lamdas. Maybe you could say that if you looked at kisei adam as a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi, then you're right. There's no question it's a mitzvah chayva. But being that the Rishonim, Rashi, Masechtos Chulin, Daf Pei Daled Amud Beis, with the beer, the Chassam Sefer, and the Hag, as quoted by the Rosh right here, in Perek Kisui Adam, in the Sechtes Chulin, said that Kisui Adam, although on some level it is a mitzvah lifnei atzmai, but after further review, when you look into it a little bit deeper, what you realize is it's a gemar of Shechita, so it gets defined by Shechita. So that if Shechita is a mitzvah reshus, then Kisui Adam Memela has to be a mitzvah reshus. Because once we define the Shechita as a dvar reshus, which it clearly is, then the Kisui Adam is also going to be a dvar reshus, because really what Kisui Adam is, it's a hashlama, it's a gemar of the mitzvah of Shechita. Either way, just a little bit of lumdis for a Tuesday morning. Weiter hashoyche, it's the Mishnah. Again, we're a day ahead. The nimtzas treifa. Hashoyche, the nimtzas treifa. If somebody shechts a chayer and a knife, and he found that afterwards that it was a treifa. Hashoyche lavid zchacham, or somebody shechts lavid azar. Hashoyche chulim b'fnim. If somebody shechts a chayer and oif of chulim b'fnim in the azara. V'kachem machutz. Or if somebody shechts a chayer, or oif, not chayer, but oif kachem machutz, chayer, the halacha is, or chayer oif on a skull. Someone shechts a chayer and oif that's a niskel. Rameir mechayev. Rameir says, there's a mitzvah kisei adam. The chachamim poitchem. The chachamim say there's no mitzvah of kisei adam. Another halacha. Hashechem nesav al biyadav. If somebody shechts and it wasn't a proper shechita, it was done by hagrama, by chlada, I don't know, messed up in one of the halachas and moishes we've seen that govern the laws of shechita. It was in a vela or hanoichem amakr. If somebody doesn't shecht at all, patam alachasa is meaning the only time you chayiv is if you do a proper shechita. But the first part of the mishnah, which is going to be the discussion of the remainder of the daf, is a machloikas remainder chachamim. Somebody shechted a chayor and a knife, but the shechita was a shechita she'ena ru'uya. Hashoichet v'nim, it says treifa, can't eat a treifa. Hashoichet l'avay dus kechavim, that's also ba'na. Chulim b'fnim, that's also a problem. Kachem b'chutz is even a bigger problem. Chayiv oif an eskolim, sharon eskol is v'loyochel as besari, the Torah says. So we're dealing over here with shechita, is that we're not matur basal achila. What's the halach? Reb Meir says he's still chayiv in kishri adam. At the end of the day, it was a shechita. V'chachamim poichem, the chachamim say your part. It sounds like, the machlokes is, where the shechita she'ena ru'uya, a shechita that's not matur bas, is there a mitzvah kishri adam, or is there not no mitzvah kishri adam? If it sounds familiar, is because it's eerily similar to a machlokes that we had in the end of Perek Oitzer Vespinoi, machlokes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. This was on Shabbos' daf. Hashoichit v'nimtza treifa, the same list, almost, with regards to Oysev Ezbenoi. Over there, it wasn't a machlekes Reb Meir and the Chachamim. It was a machlekes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Over there, Reb Shimon said Potter. The Chachamim said Chai. So in the Mishnah of Oysev Ezbenoi, it's machlekes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Here it's a machlekes Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Okay, no. But where it gets interesting, and again, that's going to be the Gemara's first kasha, is that what did the Chachamim say in the Mishnah of Masechtas Chulin, daf Peyal from the days? That there is an oisav es benoi even by a shechita she'ena ruya. What did they say over here with regards to kisei adam? V'chacham apaychem. So why did the chachamim say that there's oisav es benoi by a shechita she'ena ruya, but there's no kisei adam by a shechita she'ena ruya? Number one. Number two. Why doesn't Rab Shimon opine over here in the Mishnah Chul and Dapeheav and Al? I mean, after we spent time on Rab Shimon in oisav es benoi on Dapeheav and Beis, it'd be interesting to know what Rab Shimon holds with regards to kisei adam. And how come there was no Rab Meir in the Mishnah on Daf Peyala from the day? So what we're going to see, and it's kedai to speak this out before the daf, and that is that really the Gemara assumes that it's a double pashit that Reb Shimon on Daf Peyala from the day is Shita relates to Dapeh and Aleph, and Reb Meir's Shita and Dapeh and Aleph relates to the Mishnah on that Peyal from the base. Meaning the Gemara is going to come out that Reb Shimon, who said Shchita she'ena ruya, lo yishma Shchita with regards to Eifel Es Benoit, said his halacha with regards to Kisei Adam as well. And Reb Meir, who clearly says Chayev, so he holds us no halacha of Shchita she'ena ruya, meaning Shchita she'ena ruya is Chayev and Kisei Adam, is going to be Chayev by Eifel Es Benoit as well. So this Reb Shimon on Peyal from the base, you could apply it to Peyal and Aleph. And this Reb Meir on Peyal and Aleph, you could apply it to Peyal from the base. The question then is, why Rebbe, who wrote the Mishnah, why did he have the Chachamim in the Mishnah on Peyal from the base, essentially being Rameir? Because he said V'chachamim Mechayvim, and how come over here he said V'chachamim Poitchim, which is essentially Reb Shimon? Either way, Zok the Gemara. Amar Reb Chiya bar Rabba, Amar Reb Yochanan. Roa Rebbe Divvarav Shor Amei by Oysev Es Benoi. Rebbe saw what Rameir had to say by Oysev Es Benoi. V'shana B'lashe Chacham. What Rameir said by Oysev Es Benoi? The same thing he said by Kisei Adam. Rebbe said that there's a mitzvah Kisei Adam even by a shechita she'ena ruya. He held his halacha by Oysev Es Benoi as well. And Rebbe liked that the gefelt. Roa, not he saw it, but he liked, he appreciated it. He derheard it. He dare saw it. He liked it. So as a result, he said that when it comes to Oysev Es Benoi, oh, Chachamim Mechayim, everybody holds. Not really everybody, it's Reb Meir. He just liked Reb Meir Shita. So that's why when it came to Oysev Es Benoi, he used Reb Meir as the Chachamim, and he liked what Rav Shimon had to say with regards to Kisei Adam, and as a result, so when it came to the Losh Chachamim, he said over here, Rav Shimon Poiter, meaning really it was a machlokes from Rav Shimon, and the machlokes was by Yosef Ez Benoi, it was by Kisei Adam. Rebbe was picking sides. Rebbe said, I like Reb Shimon Shita when it comes to Kisei Adam. I like Reb Meir Shita when it comes to Yosef Ez Benoi. So when it came to Yosef Ez Benoi, he referred to Reb Meir simply as the Chachamim. Sounds better. When it came to Kisei Adam, over there he referred to the Chachamim as Reb Shimon. Again, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, they both held their Shita both by Yosef Ez Benoi and by Kisei Adam. It's Rebbe that's picking sides. Thus, here the Chachamim is Reb Meir, there the Chachamim is Reb Shimon, says the Gemara. Why? My time is the Reb Meir by Yosef Ez Benoi. What's the Reb Meir who says that you have the Halacha Yosef Ez Benoi even by a Shita Sheini Ruyos? According to Reb Meir, it could be the worst Shita in the world. It doesn't matter. Still, the Shoyra is said, Yosef Ez Benoi, Lois Shchata Biyamech. I'm Reb Shulman Levi, go my Shita Shita Shchudechot. You don't take Zayashav. Which by definition is a shchita sheni ruya, right? Shchita chutz is the quintessential shchita sheni ruya. You're taking kachim, you're shechting a bachutz. What is the halacha? The Torah says a person who does that is chayiv karis. So you see a concept from shchita chutz that a shchita sheni ruya is called a shchita. So he felt that af hachanami shchita sheni ruya shma shchita. When it says in the Torah, v'shara yisrael oisav ez benoi lois shchata b'yoymechot, so gzei rishav a shchita from shchita chutz. So the halacha is you're going to be chayiv as well. Rav Shimon, my time, why is Rav Shimon hold the shchita sheni It says, the context of this Bereshis Perek Mem Gimel, Yosef and the brothers in Mitzrayim, they don't know who Yosef is yet, and they're going to sit down and they're going to eat meat. And what did Yosef say? Prepare food. Right. Now, Malachal and Shchita Ruya, it must have been a Shchita Ruya, because the Shvatim kept Torah Mitzvahs, Afkan Shchita Ruya. So too, when it says, Oysev is Benoli, Shloysev, Shchata B'yamecha, it says, Rav Shimon, it must be a Shchita Ruya. So Rav Meir learns it, Shchita, Shchita, from Shchute Chutz. Rav Shimon learns it, Shchita, Shchita, not from a word shchita, but from a word that means shchita. Tavayach tavach. Says the Gemara, Ramei, Namad Gomer Tavayach. Why did Ramei learn it from shchita? Because why not learn from Tavayach? He said, Donon shchita mit shchita, Donon shchita mit shchita. Doesn't make more sense to learn Gzeir Shava from a pasuk that has the same exact word? Shchute chot, the Torah uses the word shchita. Here the Torah uses the word tavayach. Fate the Gemara, Mainaf Gemina. Every time the Gemara says this comment, the Gemara asks this question. Didn't Rabbi Shmuel say you can make Gzeir Shava from the word v'shav and uba, even though they don't even rhyme? But simply because they mean the same thing. So shchita and utvayach tevach mean the same thing. So Mechayr Rameya could have made Gzeir Shava from there. So the Gemara says it's true he could have. The Gemara always gives this answer. Meaning Rabbi Shmuel said you could, in theory, make a Gzeir Shava between Ushav Uba. But if there's a better option, if you have two choices of Gzeir Shava, one is two words that mean the same thing, the other is two words that are the same thing. So obviously, Shchita Shchita or Ushav Ushav would be a better Gzeir Shava than Shchita Utvayach or Ushav Uba. Rav Shimon, Nami the Gomim Shchita Chutz. Okay, so that explains Rameh. Why does Rav Shimon learn the Gzeir Shava from that Pasuk in Bereshis Mem Gimel? Shchita from Utvayach Tevach. I mean, that's the Gzeir Shava. Wouldn't it make more sense to learn it from a parish in the Torah? That's a story in Parshas Miketz. Wouldn't it make more sense to learn it from Shchutei Chutz? And the Gemara says, no, Dana Chulam Michulam and Dana Chulam Mikachem. Reb Shimon had a problem because he felt Shchutei Chutz is a Kachem Parsha. So I'm going to learn Oysev Espinoi from Kachem. Rameh says, whoa. Oh, to Oysev Espinoi, Bekachem, Miloi, Nai. We know that Oysev Espinoi is Nai by Kachem as well. So it doesn't bother me if we're learning Oysev Espinoi from a Kachem to Geparsha. In fact, Oysev Espinoi by Kachem takes on a new name. It's called the Chusazman. There's a special Malkus, the Gemara said. So why is that a problem? This is not a parsha that's exclusive to Chulin that I'm now learning from Kachim. This is a parsha that relates to Chulin and to Kachim. So, but being that it relates to Kachim as well, I don't see any problem learning it from Kachim. Either way, Rav Meir seemed to have responded very nicely to Rav Shimon's Taina, and the Gemara says, Rebbe heard Rav Meir's Taina. He was impressed. And he said, Hainu the Kamer Reb Chiyah. That's what Reb Chiyah meant. When he said, Ra, Dvara, Rebbe, Dvar, Shua, Meir, Ba'isav, Ezmanei, Vashon, Abba, Lashach, Chacham. It was precisely this argument that Rebbe liked, and that's the reason that he picked sides and he referred to Reb Meir with regards to Yosef Ez Benoi as the Chacham. So again, essentially the machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Shimon with regards to Yosef Ez Benoi is Reb Meir held that when it says Shor Yosef Yosef Ez Benoi is a Shchata B'Yamechad, you learn Gzeir Shava Shchita Chita from Shchutei Chutz. Shchutei Chutz is an example of Shchita Sheni Ruya. and still the Torah uses the word shechita. So too, when it says leis shechata b'yamechad, it could mean it's referring to a shechita sheni ru'ah. Rab Shimon felt that he'd rather learn it from utvayach tevach and parashas miketz than learn it from shechute chutz. Why? Even though that seems to be the second choice, because he felt that I don't want to learn it from kachim. Rab Meir said oitves b'nei leis kachim as well. Rebbe thought Rebbe had a very good argument back to Rav Shimon, and that's why at the end of the day, the Chachamim in our Mishnah, the Mishnah Noisav Ez Benoi, is Shitas Rameir. My time to Rebbe Kisa. What about regards to Kisei Adam? I mean, why does Rameir hold that a Shchita Sheni Ruya with regards to Kisei Adam is considered a Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Gomer Shvicha Shvicha Mishkutei Chotz? Now, it doesn't say the word Shchita in the parish of Shchita Chotz, but it does say the word Shvicha. Mala halon Shchita Sheni Ruya Shmo Shchita. Just like over there, Shchita Sheni Ruya is called Shchita Afkan. So to here, Shchita Sheni Ruya Shmo Shchita. So again, it's a Gzeira Shavar from Shchita Chotz. Here it doesn't say the word Shchita, so the Gzeira Shavar is not from the word Shchita Shchita. Here the Gzeira Shavar is from the word Shvicha. The pasuk by Shchita Chotz says, "V'al Pesach Yomayi Lo Yevi La Hakav Karben Hashem Dofnei Mishkan Hashem Dom Yichashev Leishahu Dom Shafach." And it says by the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, the Shafach Es Domer V'Chisal Ba'af. So again, he learns it from Shchutei Chutz. V'ma'la halon Shchita Sheni Ruya Shmo Shchita Afkan Shchita Sheni Ruya Shmo Shchita. Rav Shimon, why does Rav Shimon hold that Shchita Sheni Ruya is not called a Shchita by Kisei Adam? It says Asher Yochel Ksiv. Asher Yochel sounds like it has to be food that you can eat. Shchita Sheni Ruya, that's not Mata Basa Bachila. So there's no Kisei Adam. Rav Meir, what does Rav Meir do with the word Asher Yochel? Hulu Mutei Oif Tomehu does. It's coming to my mind that there's no Kisei Adam for a non-kosher bird. But if you have a kosher bird, and it just so happens you shechted it in a way where it's ainu ru'uya. It was a niskal, it was a lavi duzara, it was chulim b'fnim, it was kachim b'chutz. Over there, you're really going to be chayev. Says the Gemara, my Rab Shimon responded back to Rab Meir, oif tami my taima. Why are you, Rab Meir, agreeing to be mamayit? Oif tami from Asher Yachel, la barachilo. Because it says Asher Yachel and oif tami is not roi lachilo. Treve nami la barachilo. Treve is also not roi lachilo. What's the difference between a trefa and an oif tami? Very good timer, right? Says more, yeah. I know the Rabbi Chia, Ra, Rabbi Dvarash, Rabbi Shimon, Bekisi Adam, Vishonoi, Beloshe Chacham. Says it relates to the Machloikis, Remain, Rabbi Shimon, regarding Kisi Adam. There the Machloikis is, something else. There too, Rameya learns a Gzereshavim from Shchute Chutz. That's just a Shchute Chutz, a Shchita Sheni Ruya. So to Kisi Adam, you'll have by Shchita Sheni Ruya. It's not Shchita Shchita, because it doesn't say the word Shchita by Kisi Adam. It's Shvicha, Shvicha. Rabbi Shimon over here didn't learn it from a Pasuk in Miketz, Bracious Mem Gimel. But rather, where he learned it from over here was, from the fact that it says Asher Yochel is memait anything that's not royal achila. The Chachamim said it just means an oif tami. Rav Shimon, what's the difference between an oif tami or a treifa? They're both not royal achila. Rebbe liked what Rav Shimon said. The point is Ramei, Rav Shimon argued by Oisev Es Menoi and by Kisei Adam, and Rebbe picked sides. But one thing is interesting, that even though you have the same machloik as Ramei and Rav Shimon by Oisev Es Menoi and by Kisei Adam, just to get the Gemara clear, you see it's not the same machloik. At the end of the day, it's the same machloik, and the Mekoros to are very similar, but it's not the same. Meaning there's a Gzereshava that Rab Meir had for Shchita Sheni Ruya regarding Oisev Es Menoi. It was a Gzereshava that he had for Kisei Adam. It just so happens both Gzereshavas are from Shchutei Chutz, but it's not even the same Gzereshava. One is Shchita Shchita, the other one is Shvicha Shvicha. As it relates to Rab Shimon, it's certainly two different Makaris. One is a Gzereshava from Utvayach Tevach Brachos Mem Gimel. The other one is Asher Yochel. So even though we started the Gemara by saying that the Mishnah Chulim Pei Aleph and Mebeis and the Mishnah Chulim Pei Heyam and Aleph are the same, that both of Machlekes were made Rab Shimon, it sounded like we were heading in the direction that they're Lashita Sayo. They're not Lashita Sayo. Then I'll shoot aside. It's two separate machlokes. One is a shayla, this gzereshava, that gzereshava. The other one is a shayla, do I make the gzereshava from Shchutei Chutz? Or do I darshin Asher Yochel? I'm a Rab Abba. Rab Abba said that even though we have a machlokes, Rab Meir and Rab Shimon, with regards to Shchita Sheni Ruya, that impacts both the halachas of Oisev Es Menoi and the halachas of Kisei Adam. It sounds like Rav Meir holds a Shchita Sheni Ruya is called a Shchita, and Rav Shimon holds that a Shchita Sheni Ruya is not called a Shchita. So you'd be tempted maybe to walk away from here and thinking that Rav Meir holds every single time you have a Shchita Sheni Ruya, it's called a Shchita. And Rav Shimon holds that every single time you have a Shchita Sheni Ruya, it's not called a Shchita. Said Rav Abba, don't make that mistake. Loy lakol omer Rav Meir Shchita Sheni Ruya shma Shchita. Meaning, Rameir agrees that a Shchita Sheni Ruya is not always a Shchita.
Moider Rameyer, she'ein matir asa b'achila. For example, Rameyer holds that shechita sheni ruya is not matir l'achila. Additionally, v'loy l'kol amr Rav Shimon shechita sheni ruya loy shma shechita. When Rav Shimon said that shechita sheni ruya is not called a shechita, he didn't mean it in all cases. Moider Rav Shimon, she matir asa midei nevela. That shechita sheni ruya, even though it's not matir l'achila, it's still going to be matir minevela. At first glance, when you read what Rav Abba said, it sounds like what Rav Abba is saying is, he's saying, don't walk away from this machloikis and make a terrible mistake. You're going to say, you know, there's a Rameyer that holds you not to do shechita. How do you know it's a Rameyer? I mean, if you shech the treifa, you're allowed to eat it. A Rameyer holds shechita sheini ruya, shma shechita. Now you don't have to do a shechita. But a shechita sheini ruya is called a shechita. He holds his oyster as benai if you shech the treifa. He holds this kisi adam if you shech the treifa. So you're probably allowed to eat the food also if you do a said rababa. Don't make that mistake. Loi lakol omer Rameyer shechita sheini ruya, shma shechita. In other words, moider Rameyer shein matiras v'achila. With regards to Rav Shimon as well, rababa said, you may walk away and make a terrible mistake. You know, Shimon holds a shechita sheini ruya is loy shma shechita. So, for example, if you shech the treifa, there's no oyster ves benoy. If you shech the treifa, there's no kisi adam. So maybe if you shech the treifa, there's tumas nevela. The shechita doesn't work. No, loy la kol amar Rav Shimon shechita sheini ruya loy shma shechita. Maider Rav Shimon that a shechita sheini ruya is going to be metayer miday nevela. So the Gemara says, oh ma loy la kol amar Rav Shimon shechita sheini ruya shma shechita. Maider Rav Shimon shema tiraz ba'achila pshita. Is a havamina really? Who's going to make that mistake at this point? Chulin pehe. Is there a possibility? Maybe not base, but you know the first part of the mesechta. But already, we're knee deep into mesechta's chulin. Who that made it this far is going to walk away from Rameyer thinking that because Rameyer holds that if you shech the treifa, there's still oisei ves menoi, that means if you shech the treifa is muta b'achila. So the Gemara says, you're right, 100%. Treifa b'shchita mi mishtai lo tzricha l'sheichet es ha treifa matzaba ben teschai. Rabbi Abba was coming to talk about a very specific halacha. He wasn't making a general disclaimer on the level that don't think Rameya holds if you shech the treifa, it's mutar b'achila. Rameya also was shayna perikele treifas. What he meant was something else. He meant, what happens if you shech the treifa and you found a ben pekua? So, are you allowed to eat the ben pekua or not? So, that, I mean, I would have thought, hold on, Rameya shechita sheini ruya shma shechita, tani lo shechita sima, v'lei lupoya shechita. I would have thought that since Rameya shechita with regards to oisav ismina and Rameya shechita with regards to kisei adam, is that a shechita sheini ruya is called a shechita, so maybe this shechita of the treifa should work for the ben pekua, not for the mother. The mother's a treifa. But maybe it should work for the ben pekua. Malon, that's the chiddush that Rav Meir holds that you won't be able to eat the ben pekua unless you do a proper shechita on the ben pekua. Why? Because shechita she'in iruya is lo shma shechita. Thus, when you shechted the mother, it's not going to work. What's the Gemara's kasha? V'tizbra. So, if you remember from Perek Behema Makasha, the whole halacha of ben pekua is really a machlekes tana. The Chachamim hold ben pekua. We pass in that way. Who argues with Rav Meir? So, afraid the Gemara, how could you tell me that Rav Abba was commenting that Rav Meir who holds shechita in Eruya shma shechita, but at the same time, as it relates to a ben pekua, if you shech the treifa, the shechita is not going to work for the as if to say, ordinarily, the shechita of the mother does work for the ben pekua. Afraid the Gemara of Amar Rav Meir, Rav Meir said ben pekua, ton shechita. Gemara says, you're right. Leitzricha de Rebbe. We don't mean Rav Meir. This is all Rebbe. Rebbe's the one that wrote the Mishnah, not Rav Meir. Rebbe, Savalak Rav Meir, Savalak Rav Abba. We said that Rebbe holds like Rav Meir with regards to Oisav as Benoi that Shechita Sheini Ruya Shma Shechita. He also holds like the Rabbanon that Shechita is Imay Metarasoi. He holds like the Rabbanon that a Ben Pekua does become with the Shechita of the mother. It's Kivet Am Rabbanon Shechita Sami Metarasoi. Since that's true, Tani Le Shechita Sima Vlei Boi Shechita. You would think that if you shech the mother that's a treifa, being that Shechita Sheini Ruya Shma Shechita, maybe it should work for the child. Kamash Malon, not that way. The second thing Rabbi said was, "V'loy l'kol amar Rav Shimon shechita she'ena reuya lo yishma shechita." Why? How so? Maida Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's maida shemitar rasa midei nevela. Veit the Gemara pshita. That too is pashit. Isn't it pashit that according to Rav Shimon, although he holds that shechita she'ena reuya lo yishma shechita, so if you shech the treifa, there's no oisav es menai. If you shech the treifa, there's no kisei adam. But if you shech the treifa, there's no tumas nevela. The amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav amri lo b'masisa tar b'chiyamas ben abehema mixes ben betam and mixes beime ena betam avezes u treifa. It's a mafurish of brisa. Treifas shachta. There's no tumas nevela. There's no reason to assume that Rav Shimon argues with this. The Gemara says, "Leitzricha l'sheichet es ha-treifa." Where it's going to be negay is if somebody shechts a treifa v'chulam bazara. What if somebody shechted a treifa and the treifa was chulam bazara? So you shechted chulin bazara, and it was also a treifa. The tanya shechted as a treifa, the chena shechted for nimtzas treifa. Zev zeh chulin bazara. Rav Shimon matter ba'ana v'chachamim moisrim. Rav Shimon says it's mutter ba'ana, and the chachamim say it's aser. So there were two things wrong. Number one, it was chulin bazara. Number two, it was a treifa. Is it mutter aser ba'ana? Chulin bazara is usually aser ba'ana. Over here, Rav Shimon says it's mutter ba'ana. So I would have thought hayovam Rav Shimon mutter ba'ana. The being Rav Shimon says it's mutter ba'ana. Al malav shechita hi klal. Maybe it shouldn't be considered a shechita. Maybe there should be no Tumas Nevela. Maybe there should be Tumas Nevela as well. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush. Meaning, ordinarily, a Sheikhet as a Treifa, for sure there's not going to be Tumas Nevela. The Chiddush is when you were Sheikhet as a Treifa and it was also Chulam Bazar. Being that Chulam Bazar is not called a Shechita, Rav Shimon's Mater Bano, so you see that it's not called a Shechita. If that's the case, then maybe it should have Tumas Nevela, because to the extent we don't look at it as a Shechita, there should be Tumas Nevela, Kamash Malon. The Gemara is going to segue this into tomorrow's daf. But let's just conclude with one Ha'ara. And that is, we mentioned again the Ben Pekua. So the Ben Pekua is the topic of Perek Behema Makasha. If you remember, when we learned Perek Behema Makasha, we left a lot of raid on the table. So one of the things that we spoke about was the Veltz Kasha, which we saw as the Rambam's Kasha. The Rambam's Kasha in Perek Yud Beis in Hilchas Shechita. And that is, why is it okay to shecht the Muberes? You're allowed to shecht the Muberes. If you shecht the Muberes, there's a whole bunch of shaylas. If there's a Ben Pekua, Hoytzius Yada, Hoytzius Rosh, Roshay, a very lamdish perek of how you treat the Sheikh Muberes. But everybody agrees that it's okay to shecht the Muberes. If that's the case, that you're allowed to shecht a Muberes, L'chayra, if there's a halacha of oisev es benoy loisev shchatu b'yoy mechad, why is it okay to shechta muberes? Why don't we say that every time you shechta muberes, you're being over oisev es benoy? So, last week we spoke out the Rambam's Mahalach with a beer in the Chassam Sofer, in Chedush Chassam Sofer, and Shas, in Mesechtes Beyo, Dav Zayin. We don't have to go into that again. But I just wanted to speak out another teretz for Rabbi Yosef Engel with one hakdamas. I don't think we'll have time to go through the whole thing now, but just the hakdama, and then we'll pick up in Yeshem the second half. And that is, the halacha is the inala to eat basa v'chol. It's going to be one of the primary topics of the second part of Mesechtes Chulin. It's right around the corner. But the Torah says, lo yisavash el gedi b'chalev imay. You're not allowed to, literally, you're not allowed to cook a goat in its mother's milk. We learn from there, it says it three times. One to tummy and a sabishal, isra achila, and isra anot. The point is, inala to eat a gedi, all meat, together with chol. The Gemara Mesechtes Chulin, and it's brought down in halacha in Yerudea, Simon Pei Zayin says that although there's an isser of leisavash gedi b'chalev imay, a tremendous chiddush, and that is the only time you're not allowed to eat meat together with milk is if the meat, the milk, came from an animal that's ra'oi li'osei. It has to come from a live animal. But once the animal's dead, you shecht an animal, or the animal just died, and now there's milk inside that animal. So the halacha is there's no basa v'chal v'day rice, basa v'chal v'rabban, but there's no basa v'chal v'day rice. Because the Torah said b'chalev imay, doesn't mean literally only not allowed to cook a goat in its mother's milk. So the Torah wants something when it says b'chalev imay. What it's coming to say is that it has to be the chalav of an ave, or at the very least an animal that's ra'oi li'osei. Once the animal's dead, it can't mother a child. As a result, it's not royally the same. If it's not royally the same, the halach is going to be no bus of a chalav de rice. Thus, chalav of a behemah shchuta or chalav of a behemah mesa. The halach is there's no bus of a chalav. Rabbi Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch in Yerudea Simon Pei Zayin poses the following question. He says, what's the halach with regards to the chalav of a treifa? Is there an issa bus of a chalav the iraisa to eat meat together with the chalav of a treifa? Why not? Says Rabbi Kiveger, because the Gemara says in Perek Elu Treifa is that if you have a Safek Treifa, you're not sure if an animal's a Treifa, so you can either wait Yud Bis Chaydish. Another thing that you can do is if she's a female, see if she can have a child. Because we have a Messiah that a Treifa can't be Moilet. So to the extent that it could be a Moilet, it could have a child. Says Rabbi Kiveger, if Treifa can't be Moilet. So if a Treifa can't be Moilet, it's not Roy Leosein. So if it's not Roy Leosein, just like the Gemara said that the Cholav of a Mason, the Cholav of a Shchuta are excluded from the Halacha, a Bas of a Cholav, it would reason then, it would make sense that the chalav of a treifa should be excluded from the halacha of basar v'chalav as well. As I clarified Rabbi Kiveger, it says Rabbi Kiveger, I think it's a tois. You know why? Because although Chazal said that a treifa can't have a child, but Chazal never said that a treifa cannot become pregnant. And v'chayra behema, that's a treifa, should be able to become pregnant. Ech teisina, chazal didn't say that. They said she can't give birth. And it really makes sense. It's yitachin that the part of childbirth that the treifa can't do is the chevle leida. She's too weak for chevle leida. But for her to become a muberes, it's yitachin that a treifa could become pregnant. If she could become pregnant, says Rabbi Kivegan, then have a gemara mesach to Sanhedrin, daf samach tesam and aleph. The gemara Sanhedrin, samach tesam and aleph says that we know, we're familiar with the Mensayra Meir. And the gemara says, Amar Rab Krus Bidoi, Amar Rab Shapsi. The whole tkufa where a person can become a Mensayra Meir is a 90-day period. The ganze meisa is 3 months. It's a 3-month window where one can become, if he follows the rules, a Mensayra Meir. Why? He said because a Mensayra Meir has to be at the very least bar mitzvah, but at the same time, he's referred to as a ben, and ben means veloy haro'i liyasa. So, once he becomes bar mitzvah, now he's old enough where he can father a child. Once 3 months pass, he can be a father. How can he be a father? Because this woman can be pregnant with, and she can be at a point where the uber is nicker, so that we know that she's pregnant. Once it's hooker or uber, he's already a father. And if he's a father, he's not a ben. Thus, he's not a ben soyer mayer. So said Reb Shapsi, Reb Bishen, said Reb Krus Bedoy Bishen, Reb Shapsi, that kol yovish a ben soyer is 90 days. Why? Because when he's a katan, he can't be a ben soyer mayer. It's only the gay when he turns bar mitzvah. Once he turns bar mitzvah, now he can be moilid. And that's the sugi over there. What age could... That's the gemara Sanhedrin daf samach tes. But either way, said Reb Shapsi, Krus Bedoy Bishen, Reb Shapsi, once the uber is nicker, at that point he's right the kreis hayav. So zokrab kiveg. If you write the kreis hayav when it's nicker uber, look how you write the kreis hayav when it's nicker uber as well. If that's the case, says Rab Kiveger, I think that the chalav of a treifa is roilius aim. Why? Because what was the tzad that a chalav treifa should not be osir midai raisa isabas of a chalav? Because the Gemara says a parakeh l'treifa is that a treifa can't be mud. Says Rab Kiveger, the Gemara just said that a treifa can't be mud. Never said that a treifa can't be a muberes. Once she can be a muberes, she's roil the kreis hayav. What do you mean? You're not a mother until you have a child. No, once you're pregnant, you're a mother. As long as it's nicker or uber, how do I know that's Sanhedrin, samach tes of Ral? Now there it says it about the father, but there's no difference. So luchar, once it's nicker or uber, she's right the kreis ayim. Thus, chalav treifa would be also bas of chalav dei raisa. I heard years ago a kasha from Moshe Mai Letterman Shlita. He asked from a Rashi in Mesechtes Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. The pasuk over there says that regarding Esther. Ki ein la ova aim, uva moisa via vima, lakacha mardachai abas. Ki ein la ova aim, and then it says uva moisa via vima. It sounds a little redundant, right? Says Rashi, you know what it means? Uva moisa via vima, lakachalay labas. The Gemara. Nisabra ima mesa via. Yaldasa ima mesa. Again, it's a lashon and a Gemara. So the Gemara is bothered with the double lashon. Ki ein la ova aim, and then it says uva moisa via vima. So the Gemara, b'shoshan, nisabra ima mesa via. Kishi yaldasa ima. But when she gave birth, then the mother died. So the father died when Esther's father died when Esther's mother became pregnant. Esther's mother died right after the later. Zok Rashi. Nimtza, being that the father died, Bishashan Isabra, Nimtza Shaloi Hayola of Mishashan Nir Likarisov. She never had a father. That's the emphasis. Not ki ein la ove aim, that now she didn't have a father. That I know from a vice of the Avimah. But what it means is ki ein la ove aim, she never had a father. Why not? Because Mishosh and Isabra, ima, mesavia, as soon as she became pregnant, the father died. So crash, nimtza. Shelo yhayola av, Mishosh and nearly carries up. Uka she yaldasa, ima, mesav. Veloy nearest the Christ's aim. She never had a mother either. Zok the maral. Zok the maral. You know what you see in this Rashi, a major lamedus? That a father becomes a father and a mother becomes a mother at different times. A father becomes a father as soon as his wife is pregnant. As soon as she's a muberes, he's a father. That's why Esther's father had to have died Nisabra. Why Nisabra? Because had it not happened at that point, she would have had a father. But rather, Nimsa Shalai Hayula Ab Mishash and Nirli Kare Sav. Why? Because Bishash and Nisabra. Bishash and Nisabra. But as it relates to the mother, she had a full-term pregnancy. No one said not. But the point is, it's the later that creates the shame aim. And being that she wasn't alive, as soon as in childbirth she died, so she never had a mother. But the point is, you see, there's a chilek between a father and a mother. A father, as soon as it's nikah the uber, as soon as there's an uber, that's already enough to be called a father. As it relates to a mother, you actually have to have a leda. So Rav Shemaya asks Rav Kivega. Rav Kivega wants to say that as it relates to the chalav of a treva to be basa b'chalav the rice, because it is right the kreis aim. Why is right the kreis aim? Because enochinami she can't have a child, but you can have an uber. And you see from Sanhedrin, Samach Tesam, that once you have an uber, you're already considered a mother. That's only with regards to the father. As
relates to the mother, not mechatesi. What should be the chiller between a father and a mother? So the svara will have to say for another day, and there are svaras. But that's for another day. But for now, it's a Rashi. We don't need a svara. We have a Rashi. It's a Rashi. Time below Yodana, like the Chassam Sofer said. We have a Rashi. Yud Gimel, Megillah. We have a Mefurish that Rashi says is a chiller between a father and a mother. Zokrub Yosef Engel and Beis Oitzer. Based on this Rashi and the Maral's dig in this Rashi, we can be Miyash of the Velt's Kasha. The Velt's like the Kasha. How you let a Shechta Muberis? Why are you worried about Oisev as Benoi? Zogt Rabbi Yosef Engel that it's Mavur and Rashi that when a person, a mother, is pregnant, she's not called a mother yet. When is she called a mother? When she gives birth to the child. Like Esther. Esther never had a mother. What do you mean? She was in her mother's womb. The Teretz is until the late, it's not called a mother. If there's no mother, how could there be a Noisev as Benai? Does it mean that there's no mother? There's no, the Nafkamina would be the father. That would be the Nafkamina. According to Chananya, that's Chosh Lazarah, who holds the Noisev as Benai with regards to the father, you wouldn't have a. But either way, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, half of a fellow. Like this Maral's Dik and Rashi. There's no Oisev as Benai. Why is there no Oisev as Benai? There's no mother. You can't have an Oisev as Benai.